Rosa Mystica, Heart Power. I am the swan, calling you to feel the rising Shakti from the base of your spine to the majestic opening of my wings at the back of your heart. I am the reclamation of Heart Power, the most powerful field of resonance in the human body. I am the vortex of coherency out of which all harmonic beauty and order is felt and seen. I am the power of love resonating throughout all life. I am palpable, and when I am present, you can feel the beautiful expansion of your swan angel wings, lifting your high heart now toward the Sophia light, turning you and tuning you to the frequency of love, only love. I am the presence of the Magdalene Swan Priestess, awakening the womb of your overflowing heart, your Shah love within every part of you, and its flow is never ending. I am the bridal chamber where the divine and the human meet to make love. I am a master alchemist, and the power that resides with me transforms all things with love. One drop of my elixir can change everything. Reclaim the power of love in all of its faces. The power of the heart to change everything. Receiving this card in your reading, it is a reclamation of the majesty of your heart. You are being put on notice that it's time to reclaim the majesty and power of your heart. Here lies the ability to truly become more intimate with the awesome power that love has to transform all things. And when you choose to step into that power, the power of love, everything around you changes and resonates with your heart. So my love, if you've been feeling perhaps a bit shut down or separated or alone or somehow cut off from love, then know that you are now being awakened and quickened to the power of your heart. It's time to take up residency there. Your heart is calling you to experience how expanded it is, how expanded it can be, how big and wide and deep, for you're connected to the heart of all humanity. Reclaim the true power that lives within the heart, knowing that love is the most powerful thing there is. Are there shields that you've placed around you to protect you from getting hurt, but keep you from being more loving in your relationships, in your work, and towards yourself? Perhaps you felt fears around leading from the heart and sharing more vulnerably, more intimately, and more tenderly in your life. Consider this. How have those fears gotten in the way of you being more loving?